Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of the Columnist at the Hill, columnist at Fox News. Much on Fox Business, and with weeks to go till the presidential election, Liz has a column up observing the working class in America, who are well-to-do and tradesmen and are quite self-contained, no longer looking for work. They're fully occupied all the time in the trades. However, the question is about the vote. Once reliably New Deal Democrats, I recently profiled one county in the state of Pennsylvania, which is the election, Pennsylvania, Luzerne County, all Democrats, New Deal Democrats as of 1940, mining, shoe factories, clothing factories, 100 miles southwest of Philadelphia, now completely switched to the other side, GOP for years and now clearly in the Trump camp. So what has happened is surprising. And Liz, you have some statistics here that demonstrate the movement is clear-cut. And I don't know the Democrats have an answer, nor do I know whether the Republicans are aware of the bounty that's coming their way. How do you measure the Democrats? Are they reacting to these numbers?
Well, I think they are. And you've seen the Harris-Walz campaign pick up on a lot of sort of themes that might appeal to working class Americans, like, advertisements, political ads, Governor Walz tinkering with his truck. Critics are kind of making fun of it because in the video, he's got the hood of his trunk up and he's replacing an air filter with another air filter, both of them completely clean. Anyway, but the idea is here he is. He's a guy, a regular guy who's working on his truck. And recently they've been showing up in camo hats, which is sort of a signal, again, of sort of the working class bro or something. But the reality is it's not working. And why isn't it working? Why has there been this huge realignment? I think I would argue that's beginning with Trump coming down the escalator in 2016, he has appealed to working class Americans. Remember, he brought hundreds of thousands of people into the voting population who had never participated in politics before. They never believed that there was a politician out there who really was interested in their issues. Number one issue that Trump attacked very forcefully and very successfully as a candidate and then president was the idea that America had made many too many jobs outside the United States, that we had hollowed out our manufacturing industries and left an awful lot of blue-collar workers without jobs, without futures, et cetera. I mean, it's interesting to look back on that, John, and realize before Trump campaigned on this, people were not focused on China. They were not focused on the loss of jobs that we had suffered because of trade policies. If you remember, Hillary Clinton and the Obama team and everybody else, they were all for the trade agreements with Mexico, NAFTA. They were all for the TIPP, the trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific trade agreement that everybody was excited about. Trump was the person who stopped that in its tracks. And all of a sudden, Hillary did a complete about face on trade agreements saying, oh, no, this is bad for our workers. So he kind of started a conversation which was very important to workers in America. And that hasn't stopped. It was not particularly a Republican theme. And it really turned over and turned upside down Republican politics, because Republican politics historically has been pro-corporation and not so much pro-working man. So where are we now? Obviously, the whole conversation has shifted. But what we know is that in these swing states like Michigan, clearly, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, the working class voter is essential to winning, and Democrats are no longer winning that voter. I mean, the latest New York Times Siena poll shows very clearly Harris is doing very well with college-educated whites, liberals in the Northeast and West Coast. Those regions are very much in her corner. And Trump is doing very well with middle-class income Americans. She wins minorities. He wins the non-college vote. And guess what? Most people in America don't have college degrees. So that's the fault line. I think it's very interesting. But in this latest contest, Trump has this on his side. The Census Bureau recently came out and talked about Americans' average income being lower in 2023 than it was in 2019. So for 4 years, Americans lost ground. And also, mean incomes under Trump rose 10% between 17 and 19, 2017, 2019, whereas under Biden and Harris, between 2021 and 2023, incomes actually fell almost 5%. That's real terms. So when people say, are you better off? People have not been better off under the Biden-Harris administration, except for wealthy. Wealthy people have done very well. The stock market's up. Home prices are up. So that has been a boon to spending. And for a while there, all the COVID relief stuff was making everyone feel pretty good. But in terms of actual ongoing prosperity, Trump brought it and the Biden-Harris administration did not.
The columnist Rana Farahar for the Financial Times has a column that connects with your remarks, Liz. She talks to a man she calls Jim, a Democratic leader in Pennsylvania, who says this is what you must do. You must apologize. Yes, apologize to the working class who you left behind when you went to China. Apologize, yeah. And then say, we're not going to do that anymore. And this is a column. You understand the FT is not pro-Trump. You understand?
No, it's very left-leaning. I agree.
So we have in our final minute here, is there understanding on the Republican side this bounty that's coming to them? Or are they still playing games around the margin? 30 seconds.
I think that the Republican Party has reorganized, reshifted, and has now embraced its role as representing working class people in America. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
And the reason for it is internal party politics, or
it's really Donald Trump. I mean, let's face it. He's been the head of the party more or less for several years now. And he has revolutionized, really changed the dynamics of the party. That doesn't mean establishment country club Republicans have to go elsewhere, but it means an uneasy sometimes alliance. And I think that's what we're going to see going forward.
Elizabeth Peake writing her column for The Hill, writing her column for Fox News right now about the working class and the Democrats once upon a time. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.